Here's your money briefing for Friday, December 9th. I'm Daniela Cheslow for The Wall Street Journal, filling in for J.R. Whalen. Sky-high housing prices have made it harder for people to think about buying their homes. But renters still want to love where they live, and they're willing to pay for it.
There is a value that people get from enjoying their space, being able to have a place where they can come home, feel relaxed, or maybe even host. So even if it doesn't make financial sense, it's hard to say that it makes zero sense.
On today's show, our personal economics reporter Imani Moiz will talk about why people are spending to spruce up homes they don't own. That's after the break. Housing affordability in the U.S. is at a low. One real estate consulting firm found that in September, buying a single-family home cost $888 more a month than renting. You might think that tenants wouldn't want to spend much to improve their temporary digs, but Wall Street Journal personal economics reporter Imani Moiz found that increasingly they are. She's been speaking to renters who are investing in nesting, and she joins me now. Hi.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. You've been talking to renters who are investing in their homes as if they own the place. Why are they doing that?
Renters in urban centers like New York City, like Los Angeles, what they're seeing is home prices rise so quickly that they're kind of becoming discouraged and losing faith in their ability to become a homeowner in the foreseeable future. I talked to one renter who actually tried to buy a house in 2015, but that fell apart. It was construction delays, but prices have appreciated over 40% in New York City since then. So she actually described her apartment as a luxury and said she plans to invest in it and make it her home.
You spoke to some folks who were doing improvements at home. What kind of changes are they making to their rentals?
The first place a lot of renters start is with temporary wallpaper, just because it's really affordable and you could install it yourself. And the way it's marketed, they say that it doesn't damage your walls, which doesn't put your security deposit at risk. You're also seeing people look for other easily reversible changes that they can make, like swapping out the hardware on your cabinets or your drawers, doorknobs, and even temporary floors.
Really temporary floors, like putting on linoleum tiles?
Yeah, it could be carpeting, tiles. There's been a lot of advances in the technology that makes these things more removable than the paste or the grout that used to be required to install these things.
Does this make financial sense for renters?
It depends on what you mean by financial sense. There is a value that people get from enjoying their space, being able to have a place where they can come home, feel relaxed, or maybe even host. So even if it doesn't make financial sense, it's hard to say that it makes zero sense.
What do experts say in terms of how to keep the costs reasonable or even how to convince your landlord to pay for part of it or all of it?
The thing to keep in mind when you're renting is that lease agreements typically require you to return your unit to the state that it was on move-in day. So if you do want to make changes, that means if you do that on your own, you'll have to pay the cost of reversing all of those changes. However, if you want to make improvements and you can convince your landlord that the improvements are beneficial to you and the landlord as a property owner, they may offer to chip in or even reduce your rent for making those improvements. But if you don't have that conversation ahead of time, that cost is entirely on you.
Oh boy. Is there any sort of guideline for what's too much to spend when you're a tenant?
It really depends on how long you plan on being in a space. One renter that I talked to, she said that she spent about $1,000 swapping out all of the hardware in her kitchen and installing wallpaper and replacing the mirrors. And she even replaced her shower door. She had a glass shower door that she had removed so that she could put up a curtain, which felt pretty substantial. And to her, she said if she moved into an apartment that was perfect and met all of her standards, she would be paying $1,000 more a month. So to her, paying $1,000 when you first move in, that made financial sense. And she said the longer that she stays there, the more cost-effective that decision becomes. So I think if you're a student and you're renting, you're only planning to be there for a year, you should probably make do with the apartment or house the way it is. However, if maybe you're planning to be somewhere for a few years, maybe for something like a residency, you probably want to make that place your home.
Do financial advisors say people should maybe avoid investing a lot in these home improvements and instead use that money to save up a down payment for buying a home?
No, actually. I think a lot of economists have said for a very long time that it actually makes more financial sense to rent and use the money that you would spend on a down payment and invest that in higher yielding assets. So, for example, the stock market or something like that. And you could actually earn a better return than you would on a home, depending on, of course, where you buy a home. That does not take into account the fact that home ownership, having a place to call your own, has sentimental value that doesn't always make financial sense.
Not to mention, you know how much your monthly bill will be because no landlord is hiking up your rent.
Right.
Hearing about all these improvements that people are making, what has it inspired you to do at home?
So I've been in the same apartment for a little bit over 5 years, and the counters have always been the ugliest thing I've ever seen. So I just got some contact paper from Home Depot, and it's now a matte black, which I think is very nice. I can't even describe how ugly it was. It was gray, black, and pink, and disgusting. So I went ahead and put a sticker on it. I wouldn't do anything more intense than that. But the sticker clearly is not as good as an actual countertop, because if you accidentally cut something with your knife, you could see the ugly countertop peeking back through.
Are there any home changes experts say people should avoid when they're renters?
You don't want to take down a wall or anything dramatic like that, especially not without your landlord's consent, just because making those types of drastic permanent changes, one, will obviously sacrifice your security deposit, but it could also be a breach of your lease and be grounds for eviction. So if you're going to take a sledgehammer to any part of your apartment, definitely have a conversation with your landlord first.
That is a good rule of thumb to follow. That's Imani Moise, WSJ personal economics reporter. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm Daniela Cheslow for The Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Free Expression, a new podcast from The Wall Street Journal with me, Jerry Baker, editor-at-large of The Wall Street Journal. It's a podcast in which we're going to be trying to do something a little different, dig a little deeper into the issues behind the headlines that are in the news all the time. So please join me for my new podcast, Free Expression, with Jerry Baker at The Wall Street Journal. We're very much looking forward to really having some fascinating conversations, and I very much hope you'll join us.